VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea's leadership says it does want to hold a summit with U.S. President Donald Trump at any time, any format, after the president announced the June 12th Singapore summit is canceled. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
President Trump made it clear it's up to Kim Jong-un whether or not to try again to schedule talks on nuclear disarmament. On Capitol Hill, Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner says it's certainly in North Korea's best interest.
If Kim Jong-un wants peace and prosperity for the people of North Korea, he will find a way back to the negotiating table. If he doesn't, then his isolation and his economic devastation will continue.
President Trump denounced an angry tone from Kim, but a senior U.S. official says North Korea reneged on a promise to allow international inspectors to monitor the destruction of a nuclear test site. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Canadian police say two men walked into a restaurant in Ontario and detonated an improvised explosive device. Officials say three people were critically wounded in that blast Thursday night at the Bombay Bell restaurant in Ontario. Another 12 people received superficial wounds. The suspects have not been apprehended. So far, there has been no immediate claim of responsibility. Voters in Ireland are deciding this Friday whether to keep or repeal a constitutional amendment banning abortions in most cases. The existing amendment has been in place since 1983 and originally banned all abortions before a change was made 5 years ago to allow abortions in cases where the mother's life is in danger. If voters do decide in Friday's referendum to further loosen the rules, the Prime Minister intends to put forth legislation by the end of the year which would allow abortions with no restrictions up to 12 weeks into a pregnancy. This is VOA News. Moscow continues to deny any involvement in the downing of the Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine 4 years ago, resulting in the deaths of 83 passengers and 15 crew members. Instead, Russia has suggested that Ukrainian military shot down the plane. Despite that, Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop wants the international community to hold Russia responsible.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
It is the first time the Joint Investigation Team, or JIT, or JIT, which is made up of prosecutors from the Netherlands, Ukraine, Malaysia, and Australia, has suggested Russian involvement. Oscar-winning actor Morgan Freeman apologized Thursday to anyone he may have offended after reports he sexually harassed women on movie sets. AP Shirley Smith reports.
Oscar-winning actor Morgan Freeman has apologized to anyone who may have felt, as he put it, uncomfortable or disrespected by his behavior. This comes after CNN reported multiple women have accused the actor of sexual harassment or inappropriate behavior on movie sets and in other professional settings. Freeman's publicist sent a statement to the Associated Press where the actor said, "Anyone who knows me or has worked with me knows I am not someone who would intentionally offend or knowingly make anyone feel uneasy." Freeman won the 2005 Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for $1 Million Baby. I'm Shirley Smith.
Hollywood mogul, movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is expected to surrender to authorities to face charges involving at least one of the women who have accused him of sexual assault. It would be the first criminal case against him to come out of the barrage of sexual abuse allegations from scores of women that destroyed his career and set off a national reckoning that brought down other powerful men in what has become known as the Me Too movement. The two officials said the criminal case involves allegations by then-aspiring actress Lucia Evans, who told a magazine that Weinstein forced her to perform oral sex. She was among the first women to speak out about the 66-year-old film producer. A court hearing for the teenager accused of fatally shooting 17 people at a Florida high school has been rescheduled. A status hearing on the murder and other charges facing 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz that had been scheduled Friday in Fort Lauderdale will now take place June 21st. Cruz is charged with killing 17 students and faculty and wounding 17 others February 14th at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.